producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Spokesperson gets more than 15 years in prison, and there's heightened awareness even to a more heightened point, if that's possible to say, as far as ISIS is concerned. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. How about this? Senate Dems are going to back a bill to pause the refugee program, and then the question becomes, where does it go from there? How far are we willing to go? The threat to the U.S., you have ISIS vowing to blow up the White House in a new video, which isn't shocking, but because of leaping across the border to get into France with a fake Syrian passport, we know that that's a possibility when you have a massive group of people to be able to do that. There's what I would call hiding in the weeds. Nobody's looking close enough. They're not looking closely enough. Governor Andrew Cuomo said in a statement that he shot out to state agencies to enhance their capabilities. To enhance their capabilities. The mayor of New York said striking and stroking fear is the goal of terrorist organizations. But New York City will not be intimidated. New Yorkers won't live in fear, and people should continue to go to work, live their lives, and enjoy the greatest city in the world. The police commissioner, William Bratton, who's been through some tumultuous times in his career in Los Angeles, too, he said, be aware, but don't be afraid. The NYPD will protect you. We cannot be intimidated. That's what terrorists seek to do. They seek to create fear. They seek to intimidate. So it sounds like a lot of people really aren't so much backing the president's idea that we have to do something about the refugees. We cannot leave them in the cold. And I don't think we have to necessarily leave them in the cold, but we'd have to have the strictest possible guidelines for coming across. Because we're being delusional if we think for some reason, with a few boxes here and there, that's going to stop the efforts. And the answer is it's not going to stop the efforts. It's not going to do that. So you might be selecting health insurance right now. That's another twist. Curveball, chink in the armor. You've got the biggest U.S. health insurers saying they might have to leave the exchanges, which could be devastating for some people. And most are saying the government is so in their way that they don't know what to do. They're going outside of the normal parameters. And then there's this sad story about the police closing in. They say three people have been questioned in the death of a pastor's wife who was pregnant at the time, and it was just awful, the story. You see the faces, and they're so young, and it's a life cut short. So three people have been questioned in the murder of this Indiana pastor's wife that we told you about last week. And I hope they get everyone involved in that. Spread the love and throw them behind bars. They say that the attacker got into the house of the Blackburns around 6 a.m. last Tuesday after they noticed him leave the house, Danny Blackburn. The attacker broke into the house, shot Amanda Blackburn while their 15-month-old son was in his crib upstairs. She was 13 weeks pregnant. She died a few days later. Awful. This is a terrible thing. They were watching the house. which is often what happens in these kick door robberies. The Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Lieutenant Richard Riddle said in a statement that he lived the way he wanted to live. Or she lived the way she wanted to live, rather, Amanda Blackburn. And that it's talking about trying to get the person. It's of interest to the detectives to see if any weapon had any connection to any other crime in the area that would help them perhaps pick up those people, a lot quicker. But the information still has holes in it, to be sure. It still has holes in it. Hey, you want to know what's coming up the rest of the way this hour? I know you do. Coming up, movies, because it is the night that we take you to the movies, at least virtually, and tell you in our cheap movie review what's on tap. If money, money, money is the question, then you need to hear what Stephen Kelly has to say at the end of this show. Great sound advice for a country that definitely needs it in several areas, but definitely needs it when it comes to financial. Because really, how many people out there are truly honest about their finances? How many people talk to their neighbors about it? Probably not too many. I could be wrong, but it doesn't feel like that many people would step in. And this is a sad story. Beautiful couple, pastor and his wife. He goes out, boom, look what happens. He has no idea as his day is unfolding in front of him. And unfortunately, the grieving process must be just awful. Because you have a young child already, not even two. You lost a child and a wife at the same time. And because she was pregnant, that could lengthen the killer's sentence once they catch him. So most likely, that's what happens. Especially if they can really connect the dots. Whatever they might be at the time, because things are so fluid, they change constantly. But it's one thing's for sure. The president has his heels dug in, and there's nothing but one way this happens. So the refugee debate is raging on and on and on and on. But most of it is centered around ISIS. What do I think of ISIS? How deadly is ISIS? I can't imagine living in Paris and having your world shattered the way they did. Because it was shattered. Absolutely. No vision, no anything. Stay with us. More coming your way next as I hop the fence.
Under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expand.
smells, gases, and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? Do you feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men. Tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best-tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
Says, don't worry about failures. Worry about the chances you miss when you don't even try. But the chances I worry about are what happens at the border. And this is what has been the focus so much of this show for the past couple of weeks. Listen, it's always blowing in the wind. We talk about everything from end to end. So I always say, left of left, right of right, somewhere in between. You are invited to this party. You just have to dial the digits 855-266-5283. And then I just saw a study on the heels of talking about the Syrian refugees and the political brawl that's going on about what's happening at the borders and how do we vet people, but how can you vet someone? Who are you calling? That whole thing that will be an argument till we draw our last breath, and let's hope it's not because something horrific happens. But I just happened to see this, too, and we know these statistics are reversed, but more Mexicans apparently are leaving the United States than entering anymore, which is very interesting, because what used to be, and I bet still is, a cash cow for families in Mexico, when I say cash cow, you have people working and sending money back. But the Pew Research Center found that slightly more than 1 million Mexicans and their families, and I'm saying Mexicans, just not Latino people from different areas, I mean Mexicans, including American-born citizens, left the U.S. for Mexico. Pretty interesting numbers from 2009 to 2014. Now, during the same 5 years, 870,000 Mexicans came to the U.S., so it's definitely trending down. maybe the era of that mass migration is kind of at an end. It's not what we think. There are people that are going back, but not where it's to the point where, wow, everybody's going back. There's just, you know, a couple thousand people here. Not like that, of course. The Border Patrol arrested more non-Mexicans than Mexicans, in fact, in 2014. More Central Americans came into the U.S., mostly through South Texas, and many of them turned themselves in, too, as well. So the numbers are, I think, interesting to note. The history and the fact that you have a lot more people now going back. And you've got automakers like Ford and General Motors and Volkswagen, where they've built plants across central and northern New Mexico that employ lots and lots of people, which has created a ripple effect and has helped the economy. So maybe that's one of the main reasons that they could go back and work and they don't have to, the whole idea of sending back the money, they don't have to do it. Because you think of farm workers recruited from Mexico and our crops back and forth across the border until 1965. And what was big then in 1965, that's when we had limits on Latin American immigrants for the first time. But you have to go back to 1965. And I think a lot of Mexicans in the U.S. are frustrated and worried, frankly, as this immigration law is dangling at the end of what could be a very long stick. And it's stalled in Congress, and President Obama's deported about 2 million people during the first 5 years of his administration. So not that many, actually. Not too many. All right, you can join the conversation 855-266-5283 or flip me an email always 24/7 whenever something's on your mind. You can do that by sending it to Kate. You can send that email or go to americatonight.net and click on contact, and it's just like that. You are in. I think the more Mexicans is interesting, except for it takes the place of another group of people, a lot of people from South America. And, you know, I would say this, the Mexicans, and Pew Research found this out, the Mexicans who are in the U.S. are more detached from Mexico than before, and the average median age of that group is like 39. So while the numbers massively increased, the desire to go back really decreased too. Gee, you have to say to yourself, I wonder what that's about. Of course, you want to go back to what? That uncertainty, the poverty, or stay here? Which is it? And having the choice, I guarantee most people hearing me would say, no way. I'm not doing it. I'm not going to do it. I'm not the first to bounce back. And so that's the trend. You know, there was another story that was sad. I got a couple of notes on it today from some people in the Boston area, New Hampshire, WSMV. Love being on that station. And the question becomes, for so many, that not just that there's no affordability, but how do you bring it back around so there you can sustain and create a thriving environment with limited capacity? Always with the economics, it comes back to what's the capacity? How are we growing it? What are we doing? Where is it going? lots of questions. You know, it's better to ask a lot of questions than to not ask any questions and then be overwhelmed. And maybe the people at the border themselves are frankly just overwhelmed. You know that feeling. I guarantee you've had it. If you've had any success, it washes over you and it strangles you. Just the craziest, craziest thing. Next week on the show, I was thinking about this today, we have our turkeys in tow for biggest turkeys so far this season in the world of sports. And I started to compile a list and I thought, oh, I have a list a mile long. I am eligible, so, but it's crazy. The more you write it down, the more you see, I suppose, and that's probably why. But you have the Pentagon saying that we can't fight ISIS the way we have in the past, and they're trying to lift or change or tweak the rules of engagement. And because they haven't had that in play, it is so much better for the Americans and others to have the signals so they know. And they know who they're looking for. A better chance at cracking the code, let's put it that way. And why tell him? I mean, why? Here's one thing I don't understand, and I don't know if they're doing this because they have some kind of decoy going on. But why tell them the plans? Why tell ISIS? Why tell anyone anymore about the plan? Because we've had hackers. We've had so much information ripped off purely for profit. I would think that that makes more sense. Way more sense. And I'd love to get a briefing every week when possible. To be up on what the statistics are, what the military is doing, what the Border Patrol's doing, what we're seen as. Because it's not a matter of clicking them off, calling out names, and knowing who the first names are. I think it's way deeper than that. I mean, the U.S. military, yes, we're not allowed to hit ISIS fuel trucks because killing the drivers was seen as killing civilians. Did you know that? For the past year, ISIS has earned $1 million a day from black market oil sales. Woo! $1 million. Who says there's not plenty of speakers? There is! We're taking the movies next.
$10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Flockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. FlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at FlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. FlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
At the house, guys, are you frying it? A lot of guys, when they get the chance to cook it, they like to deep fry it, or it's out somewhere in a bucket. A lot of men cook the turkey. They like to cook it, men and women, I suppose, but you can't always assume it's the woman cooking. A lot of men I know like to cook, especially on Turkey Day, make their own mashed potatoes and stuffing and everything else. We're gonna have our biggest turkeys in the world across the board as we see it next week. You might have written down some movies because there's movies that you want to go and see. You have a little time off during the Thanksgiving holidays and you go stir crazy and need to get out of the house. Katniss Everdeen is the heroine of a series called The Hunger Games. The Mockingjay Part 2 is the latest installment. It's out this week. Take a listen.
Nothing good is safe while Snow's alive. And I can't make another speech about it.
for what he's done.
One way or another, this war isn't come to an end. There's only one thing you could do now to add more fire to this rebellion.
We all have one enemy. He corrupts everyone and everything. He turns the best of us against each other. Tonight, turn your weapons to the Capitol.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 76th Hunger Games.
Yep, the Hunger Games. What a series that turned out to be. And what is she going to do this time to save the people in the lowly districts? I have to tell you, I've gotten kind of hooked into this story. Watched the first one. I was like, eh, took me a long time to go and see it. And then I got reeled in with the second one. And I'll tell you, the cast is really potent, including Jennifer Lawrence, who is the main character. I don't think Hunger Games is going to have a hard time filling the studios wherever it is that they're debuting across the country. And because the holidays are almost here, we always are going to have a slew of Christmas movies of different sorts. This one is called The Night Before Christmas.
Children were snuggled, their presents wrapped thorough. But this tale's not about presents, or Santa, or ponies. It's about three dudes, three bros, three ride-or-die homies.
Gentlemen, 14 years ago to this very night,
I lost my parents.
You guys have been with me every single Christmas since then.
You knew.
But tonight,
we have decided to end this tradition. Chris is just too fabulous anymore.
And Isaac's about to have a baby.
You have been such a rock throughout this whole pregnancy. And I have to focus on yourself.
Whoa. Dreams? Is this cocaine? You haven't done cocaine for 11 years, I don't think.
Yeah, no one has, I don't think.
Holy.
I have a present for you.
We're going to the best Christmas party in New York City.
So that gives us several hours to hit as many traditions as possible.
To the end of an era.
I think the cocaine and the mushrooms are reacting poorly.
You look insane. Only your right eye is working.
Do I look weird now?
Yes, you look weird. Still weird. Weirder.
You guys missed her singing Miley Cyrus. She destroyed Wrecking Ball.
You still like that song?
Everybody does.
You can cry to it. You can run to it.
Yeah.
You can party to it.
Timeless.
I came in like a
I'm going to be honest. I'm freaking out about having the baby. I'm supposed to be a rock, but I'm not a rock.
I'm wasted on you right now.
Hallelujah.
Not that kind of church.
No.
Who's that guy?
What guy?
The cross.
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. Is that what they think we did to him?
Yeah.
Can they tell I'm Jewish?
Yes. In your sweater. Don't you dare throw up in here. Swallow it like a girl would.
I need a barf bag.
No barf bag.
Stop the
Is it still happening?
It's still happening a little.
We did not kill Jesus! We did not do that!
I came in like a rainbow!
Before Christmas, it's that familiar theme of people going to church and people drinking too much before they go to church, and a man and his bros celebrating because they know they're not going to be able to celebrate the way they normally do. So you have in this movie Seth Rogen, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, he's great, Anthony Mackie also in this, all three very, very talented. And it's The Night Before Christmas. Like I said, it's that theme of what you can do before you're completely trapped and crazed by parenthood or whatever else is holding you back. We move from that one, which I think finds a kooky audience, you know, people who like the slapstick kind of comedy, but want to see a holiday film like that, and there's always obligatory films that fill that void, and this would be the latest one. Then there's this movie, completely different from the first two, called Secret in Their Eyes. All right, so hang on, we're trying to get that secret. There it is, coming up, maybe. Secret in Their Eyes. If not, we'll talk about the movie. But this movie is kind of getting some buzz, too, for sure. And, you know, a lot of it is about, as I've talked to more people in the industry, a lot of it, so much of it is casting, writing, all of that. And here you've got Julia Roberts, Nicole Kidman, and a lot of suspense. I think we might have it. Do we have it, Daniel? Maybe.
Brooklyn.
Here we go.
Don't be a dick.
Let's go. LAPD just found an unidentified female body in a garage dumpster.
What are we doing here, guys?
Body appears to have been bleached inside and out.
Hey. What is it?
It's your daughter.
Death penalty would be too good for him.
What guy? I can't have you question him.
You're letting him go, aren't you?
I'm sorry.
He's guilty. We can't just let him walk.
I'm gonna get him. No matter what it takes.
Ray.
Yes. I found him.
How did you find him?
Online. 696,000 Caucasian males in the U.S. prison system. You can cycle through the entire population in a year if you look at 1,906 faces every night, so I did.
For a year?
For 13 years. Reopen the case.
We've had multiple leads. They've all been false alarms. And Jess dies a little bit every single time. I don't have the stomach to watch him walk away again. Maybe we go about this a little less officially.
No.
Ray. Justice. I owe my daughter that.
We gotta find this guy before Jasmine.
My daughter was the thing that made me me. Nothing will ever change that.
She's not gonna stop me.
He can quit his job. He can change his name. He can dump his car. But I will still find him.
Wow. A creepy premise for the movie, and you can hear it unfold there, the main theme of the story. Daughter, she's works in law enforcement, and they find her daughter in the worst possible condition you can imagine. You have a very big cast in this. I think it finds, if not an audience in the theaters, because there's so many things to see, so many movies, not things, movies, but if they don't catch a lot of screens movie-wise, they will for sure, I think, when it comes to streaming. I think people would watch it. It's kind of that classic thing of we've got somebody who had a heinous thing happen to them. They're in law enforcement, and the people in their lives rally around them, try to continue to work on the story, you know, the story, finishing the story. And they're a tight-knit team of rising investigators, and then what happens when they meet up years later? I like it. I would watch this streaming. I don't know if I'd see it in a movie theater. All right. If you go to a movie, send me a cheap movie review. I'll send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field. Hang with us.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
He joins us each and every week, Brandon Lang, to talk about week 11 in the NFL. There's no one better, and he has the stats to prove it, don't you?
Well, I'm going to tell you what, I've been on an absolute tear. When I say tear, I mean absolute tear. 39-18 and one run in football. Last Friday night after I did your show, Colorado plus points over USC. Saturday, Washington State outright over UCLA. Sunday, Arizona outright over Seattle. Monday, I implode with the rest of the country. Tease Cincinnati in the over. Bengals are who we thought they were. Fraud. Forget about it. They're done. They'll go nowhere. They'll lose in the first round of the playoffs again. But then I bounce back on Tuesday with Toledo, a 7-point dog, beating Bowling Green, and then last night, Northern Illinois. So it's like the first hour of the movie, which, by the way, is probably the best hour of the movie. It's like Groundhog Day. The escort gets to stay. I wake up every day. The escort's there. Walter sent her out. He just paid her. She's walking out the door. It's a beautiful thing, Kate. Beautiful thing.
Yep. Yep. That's, I love it. So as we dive into week 11, I can hardly believe it, in the NFL, I always like to just open it up wide and say, is there just a game you're in love with at this point in the week?
Yeah, it's the Minnesota Vikings. You know, I don't know why people keep believing in Green Bay. Green Bay gives up 507 yards to Phillip Rivers at Lambeau Field, and they eke out a 27-20 win. Okay? So they come out of their bye week, they go to Denver, and they get pummeled 29-10. Okay, no problem. Next week, let's go to Carolina. We'll fix some things. We'll show everybody we're the Green Bay Packers. They go to Carolina. They get pummeled in a game that was more of a blowout than the 37-29 final would lead you to believe. Okay, no problem. No problem at all. We'll come back home. We'll lay that 11.5 number to Detroit. We will announce our presence with authority by Aaron Rodgers. Everybody relax. Okay, Aaron, we're relaxed. Here we go, buddy. You're back at Lambeau against the Lions, who are atrocious. Show us, Aaron. Mike McCarthy, show us. Everything's okay in Green Bay. Now, let's lose outright to the Lions at home, who haven't won there since Barry Sanders and Wayne Font. Now, you're telling me, after all that drama, after all that absolute Armageddon meets Titanic, you're going to go on the road against arguably one of the hottest teams in the NFC with Arizona and Carolina, that being Minnesota, who, by the way, has a quarterback starting who is 17-4 against the spread as a starter in the NFL, 12-1 against the spread in games where the Vikings are seeking revenge. The line is 1. It should be 3. I'd probably lay 7 because the Green Bay Packers are who I said they are. Nothing. How's that?
I love it. I love it because it certainly has been that kind of a season. There's no question about it, and you're right. I think sometimes people look at, like, Green Bay as some other teams, and they just think of the history. But when you're talking about laying down some dough, you got to push all that out of your brain, don't you?
Yeah, you just, listen, you're supposed to improve week to week in the NFL, not get exposed week after week after week. And all the Vikings do is they win and they cover. And you look at this football team and going out to Oakland, and everybody liked the Raiders. And I said on radio, I said, no, 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 no. Minnesota plus 3 out there. You watch the Vikes go out there. You watch them handle their business. And you watch them do what they've been doing all season long, which is literally covering point spread numbers. They lost their first game of the year. That was at San Francisco on Monday night. And since then, they have covered every single game this year.
Wow. Wow. Crazy. Another thing that's crazy, and you used to talk about Tony Romo a lot, but of course now he's been such the non-factor, just the 2 games he won, and then he's out. Now it's just a question of, oh, is he going to come in? Is he going to play? They desperately need him. You look at this Cowboys-Dolphins game in Miami, and we're talking about what, there's never a sure bet, but you look at that one, how much of a more of a sure bet is it for the Dolphins than before?
I think if anybody's going to right the ship, it's him. Unfortunately, I think the energy and the karma of signing Greg Hardy is tearing this team apart. I think a lot of the players are questioning why he's here. I don't think he's a very likable guy. And in the context of an NFL locker room, you got to have a locker room where everybody gets along. It's hard enough to win Sunday to Sunday in the NFL, let alone bring a cancer in there for a guy who has the history that he has. And with all that being said, if there was a game where they were going to step up and figure out a way to get a W, it would be this game right here. And I think they do. Tony Romo was 14-2 in his last 16 starts, dating back to the beginning of last season. So, again, I know he'll be rusty, but the running game should get going, and they should be able to eke one out here. But, again, it's probably a game I won't touch at all, only because he is coming back from such a long layoff, and Dallas hasn't won a game since Jesus came back 2,000 years ago.
I love that. Would you, on Sunday night, would you touch the Bengals and the Cardinals?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You can't. Listen, initially, I was bonkers over Arizona -3. Unfortunately, I was looking for better value than that, and then Cincinnati has to go lose on Monday night, and now they're catching a 5 number. I still would lay it. I would still absolutely lay it. The right side of the game is Arizona. I said last week, Bruce Arians 15-1 against the spread as an underdog of 7 points or less in his head coaching career. We can now make that, you know, it was 15-1 last week, 16-1 now. And one thing, it's the undefeated letdown where teams who are 5-0 or greater in the NFL coming off their first loss of the year are 5-15 against the number that next game out if they're facing a team with a win percentage greater than 600, of course, which Arizona is, 1-7 their last date if they're coming off a straight up and against the spread loss. I call it the letdown effect. And now you're going on the road to the West Coast. drive against you to win the game. I feel pretty good about Carson Palmer at home with that Arizona offense against the Cincinnati team. I think Cincinnati's about to implode. I want to be on the right side of that. I'll take Arizona.
I like that. I'm bouncing back to earlier in the day, and the Panthers are still undefeated. They're taking on the Redskins. They're at home, and the problem is the line is 8.5. Would you take Carolina?
It was 7 initially. Now it's 8.5. I got this sneaky suspicion that Washington's going to cover the number, but when you say that, all Carolina does is cover numbers, but this reminds me a little bit of the New Orleans game where Luke McCown went in there and threw for 400 yards on them and they backdoored it. I could see Washington with the potential for a backdoor here. Liked it at 7, lean towards the dog plus 8.5.
Ooh, I love it. And then I'll tell you what, the most abysmal team, one of them anyway, has to be the Lions. And somebody wanted me to ask you about the Raiders and the Lions, and of course they're big Raider fans, and they like to play and, you know, lay some money down. Would you touch this one?
No. Because you don't know what you're going to get with Oakland's been a favorite twice this year, minus the same two number at Chicago, lost 22-20, and they were laying that 3 last week to Minnesota and got beaten and got pretty dominated, didn't cross midfield the entire second half. Do I think the Raiders are the right side of the game? Yes, I do, but can I trust them laying points when they haven't covered a number as a favorite in quite some time? Absolutely. So tread lightly. If you like your Raiders on Sunday, I don't see them getting blown out. You might take Oakland in a 2-team 7-point teaser. Take your Raiders from -2 to +5. So if Detroit does eke out a field goal win, you're okay there. And then you flip that and come back on the other side and take my Minnesota pick from -1 to +6. And I think you got yourself a 2-team 7-point teaser winner.
Yep. And we cap off the week with the Monday Nighter as the Bills and the Patriots, who, of course, are perfect. Would you play this one?
I don't know what I'm going to do. I may use a total. I may use a first half play. But I'll only say this. Anytime you can get the New England Patriots at home laying a single digit, you have to take them. That line will probably go up. Maybe not. Maybe the Edelman injury keeps it right at 7. If that's the case, buy down to 6.5. Either one with Pittsburgh, who they beat by 7 at home. They put up 51 on Jacksonville and beat them by 34. They beat the Jets by 7 again. Buy down to the 6.5. You were fine. And they beat the Redskins by 17. I just think when you can go into their building and put up a 40 spot like New England did, I just think the Jets made Buffalo look a little better than Buffalo is. And let's not forget, but that's the same Bills team that went over to London and lost to the Jacksonville Jaguars, who put up 34 on them. So they've off a couple good wins against Miami and the Jets, but this is the New England Patriots here, so tread lightly.
All right, BrandonLang.com, incredible site. Get your info there. And, boy, again, another great week. Brandon, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks, Kate. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, bye-bye.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.